You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 11 people were injured in a three-vehicle crash on 16th Street in Racine yesterday. One of the vehicles was a city bus. Police say none of the injuries are life-threatening. The 20-year-old driver of the Nissan was arrested and is being treated. Gateway Technical College is searching for a new full-time president. The college issued a request for proposals to find a search firm yesterday, with hopes to have a new president by next June. Morgan Phillips is serving as interim president until then. Jury selection for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial will start the second week of December, with the trial beginning just before Christmas. Dugan is charged with helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest during an April courthouse incident. The State Patrol is focusing on rail safety for September. They're reminding drivers and pedestrians to obey crossing laws and to expect trains at all times. It is illegal to go around lowered gates or stop on railroad tracks. And 5K Events will begin managing Kenosha's Southport Beach House this month. They're expanding from managing events in Racine. The company plans to treat the historic facility as a community center, which recently underwent a $2 million renovation. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another Brewers player injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Phillies wrapping up their three-game series today in Milwaukee. The Brewers winning last night's game 6-3. Pat Murphy on why Christian Yelich was not in the lineup.
He's got lower back pain. He's talked to the surgeon, whatever. He hasn't been out all year. He played all those games. He's really been super healthy for us and super critical, but it didn't respond well. It's come on a little bit.
NFL. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday at 3:25. Jordan Love on his thoughts about adding defensive end Micah Parsons to the team.
Yeah, I think Micah's he's a smart dude all around. You know, I think he loves ball. He's very intelligent when it comes to football. He has smart questions. He's trying to learn about the offense and our plan for going into a game and things like that. So I think that just shows you where he's at mentally, what he's thinking of outside in the offseason. No, he's definitely a smart guy. So I'm just excited to, like I said, see him out there on the field with us.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, just when you thought Taylor Swift was all washed up, she proves us all wrong and breaks records on Spotify yet again. As of last weekend, her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, broke records on the music streaming platform for the most pre-saves on Spotify's countdown page. Holding the previous record was, you guessed it, Taylor Swift for her 2024 album, The Tortured Poets Department. The Life of a Showgirl, Swift's 12th studio album, drops October 3rd. Season 5 of Stranger Things is right around the corner, and the social media teasing for the new season has already started thanks to one of the show's creators. Ross Duffer shared a photo from the editing suite and posted that episode 1 is ready to go. They've added some star power this season as well. Frank Darabont will direct one of the season 5 episodes. The show will be released in 3 increments. Volume 1 drops November 26th, Volume 2 drops on Christmas Day, and the big finale on New Year's Eve. Sounds like a fun way to ring in the new year. As expected, there's a bit of a letdown now that the summer movie season is officially over. That does not, however, mean the fun needs to stop or that there are not great films opening. The only flick opening in wide release is The Conjuring: Last Rites. This is the fourth Conjuring film and 10th overall under the Conjuring umbrella. If you are up for a rewatch leading up to the latest, you can check out all The Conjurings, 3 Annabelle movies, and The Nun 1 and 2. They are not all gems, so check reviews before viewing. The latest installment stars Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, who reprise their roles as the Warrens, paranormal investigators who decide to take one last case. I'm sure it goes swimmingly. Opening in limited release is a movie I highly recommend, called The Threesome, starring Zoe Deutsch. It's a rom-com that's funny, thoughtful, and has a great twist. I saw a screening at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore, and the audience absolutely loved it. Big laughs. Let's go to the movies. Here's one of Pete's picks. Darren Aronofsky's Caught Stealing is a fun watch. The film, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, has solid performances and great action, crucial elements to a caper film. Butler plays an ex-baseball star who is down on his luck while fighting a drinking problem. He finds himself in the middle of a dispute between two warring gangster factions. There is a shocking twist halfway through the movie that I did not see coming. If you're looking for some September weekend fun and are in and around the Manitowoc area, or don't mind a road trip, do what you can to check out Sputnik Fest. The Rar West Art Museum Museum puts on this gem of a festival every September. The festival is in honor of a freak accident from 1962 where part of a Russian satellite, Sputnik, crashed on a Manitowoc street, coincidentally, right next to this great museum. There are costume contests, great food, and really fun people. Do yourself a favor and check it out this Saturday, September 6th, starting at noon. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today, highs near 66. A few showers and turning breezy tonight, a low around 55. A breezy day for Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low around 48. Mostly sunny on your Saturday with a high near 66.
It's 48 at our studios.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.